Christine Wurtzen. As a communicator, I'm passionate about showcasing the beauty of the gospel and bringing to light the powerful implications of new birth in Christ. As daughters of promise, we are much loved children of our Heavenly Father. So I hope you'll join me for the next 2 minutes. You're listening to Daughters of Promise. Every person is born with a sense of shame because of Adam and Eve's sin. We know we're flawed, and therefore we're shy before a holy God. The more we add sin to our resume, the more shame grows. I have fought my own internal battle over the years. I've asked myself repeatedly, how can I get over what I've done? Has Jesus totally forgiven me? The yoke of shame had me by the throat. So are you living out your life sentence of depression as you rehearse your failures? Does your track record haunt you like a ghost? If you have confessed your sin but still feel guilty, realize that when God forgives, He separates your sin from you. One of the words for forgive is to send away. God took that thing for which you repented, took it off you, and put it on Jesus. When you can't hold your head up, remember, you are not your sin. Satan accuses, people name call, but Jesus calls His forgiven children righteous. The beautiful names He confers on us form an umbrella under which we live and enjoy peace with God. Each one means something beautiful, and it is each one of these that I must rehearse when I'm weighed down by shame. Whether people inflicted or Satan inflicted, shame not need be my yoke. For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.